Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good, good.
Good. Can you hold on 1 second?
All right.
Real quick, 1 second. Hey, Paul. All right, let me pull up your file. Had a quick question for you. I got all your documents. The only thing, do you happen to have any business bank statements, like a bank account that has your business name on it that you deposit?
Oh, no. I was about to open a, I was running as an owner operator under somebody of the authority. I just added my new authority.
I'm sorry, you have...
My authority is new, so today's afternoon I went to the bank today to open an account.
Oh, okay. So you don't have a bank account right now with the business. You just opened it up.
Yes.
Okay. How have you been, when they give you a payment, do you just deposit into your personal account?
Yeah, I just deposit my personal account.
Okay. No problem. Okay, I just needed you to clarify that for me because I was... I know you sent me your receivables there, but I needed to confirm that. Okay, so you don't have a business bank account right now.
Yeah. I went to open it. That's the process. I'm in the process to open one. I was running under somebody's authority. That's what I'm saying. So what I did, I was depositing money in my account, my personal account.
Okay.
I didn't have a business account, but I'm about to open one.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, for your tax returns, you file as Tom Logistics Solutions?
Yeah, no, I filed under Roy Simon. You know, I was running under somebody authority. I've been running under other companies' authority. I've never had my own company. So I had this truck for almost 3 years now. Okay. But I was working under somebody, under somebody's company.
Okay, but now, okay, so I see here, it's the company's basically under your name, right? You said your owner-operated delivery service.
Yeah, that's what I used to do, but right now I'm running under my own company. And this is a new company. I just started a new company with, my authority get activated almost 2 weeks ago.
Okay, do you have the federal tax ID now for that company?
Yeah, I have a tax ID number. Mm-hmm.
Can you, did you fill it out on the application? I didn't even see.
Yeah, I think it's there. You asked for it. I think it's there, yeah. There's a tax ID there. Mm-hmm.
Federal tax, okay, yeah, the 813-770-758.
Yeah, that's the tax ID. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the company name is under FAMA Logistics LLC.
Exactly.
Okay, and then this was, when did you create this, the business?
The company is a new company. It's about now a month.
About a month, but you've been doing it for a while under your name.
I've been doing it a while for about over 2 years. I've been having my truck for over 2 years.
Right, okay, and the way you filed your taxes was through your personal social, right, your name?
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. When I was filing my taxes, I used to get 1099 because I used to work under somebody's company. It's my own truck, I'm working under somebody's authority.
I see. Okay.
It's a business, but this will give me 1099 because I was working under somebody's authority. But right now, I'll be running under my authority.
Got it. Okay, perfect. All right, well, I will go ahead and let the underwriter know. I just wanted to clear that up. And then, I'll let you know if I need anything else.
Alrighty, that's fine.
All right, thank you, Paul, for calling me back.
All right, thank you, too.
All right.